When Dick's started, opened its first drive-in, customers would stand in line and chat with each other. Now, when you're done choosing your hand-dipped shake, you stare at your phone while you wait. Well, Professor David Levy's been looking at the relationship between your digital life and your actual life, and whether digital preempts actual. Levy teaches in the University of Washington Information School. His new book is called Mindful Tech: How to Bring Balance to Our Digital Lives. KUOW's Ross Reynolds asked Levy how he brings balance to his own digital life.
I tend to say that I'm hardly the poster child for the solution to all of these problems, that I'm as much working on how to use the technologies in healthy and effective ways as anyone else. I mean, I get distracted. I lose track of time.
You know, you mentioned losing track of time, which is not uncommon when you get on digital devices. And some talk about that as almost a fugue state. This is a place to aspire to where time goes away.
Well, you're right that there's a lot of talk at times in our culture about getting into flow states. You lose track of time. You're right in the flow. We talk about it also in terms of sports, and we notice it sometimes when we're online. My whole approach to that is to say, let's each of us investigate for ourselves when such states are actually healthy and productive and when they aren't. There isn't one rule that works for everybody, but the work of mindfulness is to actually pay attention to what's happening in your mind and body when you're online. And sometimes those states are quite beautiful and healthy, and sometimes they're, I mean, I have students all the time talking about setting out to write a paper, and then before they know it, they've spent 2 hours on YouTube with cat videos and all of that. And I say, if you want to watch cat videos, but just be clear about what your real intention is.
Like, where is the line? Is it when you've watched so many cat videos that in the case of a student, you're not getting your work done and you're flunking out?
Well, certainly that's a very clear line. I mean, sometimes the lines are absolutely really clear, and just like the lines are clear about not texting while driving. The extreme cases are really easy to figure out and to adjudicate. The hard cases, which are the ones that I'm really interested in, are those where it's a gray line and where we actually need to bring our own intelligence and concern to bear and say, well, if every night I'm spending, you know, 2 hours on cat videos instead of doing my work, but I'm still getting my work done, but maybe it means I'm not getting enough sleep, well, maybe I should investigate that.
David Levy is talking about his new book. It's called Mindful Tech: How to Bring Balance to Our Digital Lives. And it's not just an abstract book. You actually have some exercises in it that you have us go through to help figure out what you call the best practices for dealing with digital media. First of all, what does best practices for dealing with digital media mean?
Well, I think basically best practices means that we are operating in a healthy and effective way, that we are able to be attentive to what we're trying to do, and that we're in a kind of relaxed and emotionally balanced state. I mean, the analogy I draw in the book is to sports and crafts and playing a musical instrument. If you really care about, I don't know, playing the oboe well or something like that, then part of what you're going to learn about is how to be attentive when you're actually playing the instrument, so you're really there when you're playing the music. What I'm trying to suggest is the same ideas about how to be attentive and relaxed that we understand when we're doing a craft of some sort applies exactly to what we're doing when we're online. But to a large extent, certainly my students notice this, there's a tendency to drift online and drift offline, not even to be clear what your intentions are, to be distracted, and actually to be stressed out. And the truth is, we can actually do a whole lot better than that.
Well, great. Let's talk about some of those exercises, because you're very specific about do this to achieve this result. Give us some samples.
Sure. Well, the very first exercise is called the email observation exercise. And basically what I ask people to do is to spend a period of time in the classroom, I say a week, observing themselves using their email for 15 or 20 minutes a day, noticing what's happening in their mind and body, what emotions arise when you first look at your inbox. That's a really good one.
How do I feel when I look at my inbox?
And what I've discovered is that once you begin to actually see more clearly what's going on in your immediate experience when you're using email, it's very easy to begin to say, oh, these are the things perhaps I should change. And so I ask students after they've observed for a week to prepare some written guidelines, the things that they would now do differently based on what they've observed.
Give me an example of how that works. If I feel awful every time I open my inbox, what's that telling me?
Well, in fact, a lot of people feel awful when they look at their inbox, and that includes me, right? Because our inbox very often is filled, stuffed full of things. So the first thing that I would say to somebody who observes that is it's good to actually notice that. Notice maybe there's a catch in the breath. Some of these behaviors that we automatically do actually make it worse, right? Once we start holding our breath, we're actually in a worse state of mind.
So for example, noticing that might encourage you to start, make sure you're breathing.
To make sure you're breathing, yeah. Or to relax your shoulders.
You write about using meditation as a way to be mindful about our use of technology. How does meditation come in?
One of the exercises that I do is called the focused email exercise. And there, it's an exact parallel with a basic breath meditation. In breath meditation, the instructions are pay attention to your breathing, to the sensation of your breath. And when you notice yourself distracted by something, bring your attention back. In the focused email exercise, I say, let's use email as the focus of our attention rather than the breath. So for the next 15 or 20 minutes, I want you just to focus on your email, opening messages, deleting messages. And when you notice yourself being distracted and wanting to go to Facebook or Instagram or something
email.
Like that to get off email, bring your attention back. So you're bringing your attention back to email again and again.
David Levy, you've been doing this for quite some time, refining these suggestions and tactics. Beyond anecdotally, how do you know they work?
I and some colleagues did a study a few years ago on mindfulness meditation and multitasking. It's the only experimental study that I have done to date. We enrolled human resource managers in Seattle and San Francisco. We gave them 8 weeks of training in mindfulness meditation, in becoming more alert and more attentive. And we gave them a very stressful multitasking test, both before and after. We also had a control group. And we discovered that, indeed, those who had learned some of these techniques were less stressed out after they had 8 weeks of training. They had better memory for what they were doing. And the most surprising thing about this experimental study was they also were switching tasks less often, because they were doing exactly this work of noticing something else coming in that was potentially attracting their attention and making a skillful choice. And often we can say, well, this not now. I don't need to answer this email message right now.
You write that our digital devices often lead to information overload, stress, and distraction. But so does a ride on a crowded bus. And actually, digital devices can help keep us out of that just by listening to a podcast or something like that.
Well, first of all, it's worth saying that the issues of, as you point out, of distraction and overload are endemic in our lives, and maybe they always have been. So we're talking about certain ways of being that human beings are just susceptible to. What's different is that our lives are becoming so powerfully digital that we're spending so much of the time on our digital devices. There are various ways we all recognize that it can be hard to simply let go of a device, even when we recognize that we're not doing anything productive with it.
Oh, is the interview over? I was watching the cat video that our social media producer just tweeted out, because he said, David Levy said that if you want to, it's not about not watching cat videos. You can watch cat videos. So you can when you follow us at Twitter. We're at KOW. David Levy, professor in the Informational School at the University of Washington. His new book brings your mind right back to the present. It's called Mindful Tech, How to Bring Balance to Our Digital Lives. And he talked with Ross Reynolds.